Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Yeah, actually, I'd make my butt cheeks indicators, so like the left one would flash if I'm turning left, the right one would flash if I'm turning right. Hi, this is the first podcast. This is a flick, and we're going to be talking about stuff.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us. And just as soon as the show began, we are...
What?
Yes?
Getting out. You're done.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, Joe's getting the bad jokes out of the way first. That's what's going on with that.
Getting the bad ones out of the way. Thank you for tuning in. My name's Joe. I'm the co-host today. And with me, as always, I have Lars. And thank you very much for tuning in, Anita.
What?
And we're looking forward to it.
Just to prepare the audience, by the way, as I'm sure you're aware, Anita has pretty severe Tourette's, so that's what you're hearing in the background.
I'm just a slut.
So, okay.
So, all right. And we're tuning in live. If you wanted to join in for the next episode, or you would go to discord.t1podcast.com. Now, Anita, for those of the audience tuning in who don't necessarily know like who you are, or what you do, who are you and what do you do?
Okay, so it's kind of hard to describe what I do because the simple response would be Twitch streamer, right? Or YouTuber, right?
Sure.
But I'm bad at both of those things. They are like the most scuffed streams you have ever seen. So it's more along the lines that like, I don't know. When people try to describe me, they usually say like either comedian or inspirational speaker, because it's not really about the stream. It's usually about people being curious about my condition and then being curious about, you know, what I think of stuff. And I still don't know why, but it's kind of awesome that I get to just sit and talk to people as a job. And I never plan it, and I don't really have any goals, but that's what I do. And I've been doing it for a year. And it's been a really, really crazy year. Nobody knew who I was before a year ago at all. Basically, I just knew my mom and that was it. And I've gone from that to, having an abnormally large stream for just a year of working. And I found really, really lovely, beautiful people. We made a Discord community called the Fish Fisters, and I just spend lots of time eating things and playing computer games with them.
And that's really the ideal, to be able to just like talk to people and do nothing and have no goals and just hang out all the time. I've seen like some of your streams, like your highlights and stuff, mostly on YouTube. And I think you said like it's okay to laugh at your tics and stuff, right? Is that accurate? Like accurate way, like how you feel about it?
No, get out. Yeah, it's so fucked up. It's fine. It's absolutely fine to laugh. I spent my life kind of being punished for having tics, and I didn't have a diagnosis until my mid-20s. So people kind of weird champed me all the time and gave me funny looks, and nobody knew what was going on with me, and it made me very insecure and kind of pull away from people quite a lot. So I used to get kicked off buses and trains. I used to really have a lot of difficulty interacting with other people. Getting in my degree was a nightmare. So when I started going on Twitch, I expected to be banned within a couple of weeks. But the fact that people laugh and smile, like, it just feels like a passive ability, like, to make people smile now. And I'm glad that people are laughing instead of being angry at me now.
So you basically went your whole life without being diagnosed. Did it get, like, progressively worse, like, more severe over the years? Or has it always been the same level?
It's ebbed and flowed. The thing with Tourette's is it can debate you really badly. It can disappear for up to a year for some people and then just come back full swing. And you think you've, you know, some people grow out of it. Some people, as they get older, it leaves them. But it never left me, but it has kind of reduced sometimes and then been worse other times. Definitely more noticeable some years than others.
Okay. Because that seems really unusual that it would go, like, undiagnosed. I don't know. I heard you address it before on one of your YouTube videos where you went to the doctor and they were like, there's nothing wrong with you, essentially, or something.
Oh, yeah. They were like, because I was like, I keep doing this thing with my arm and I'm not asking my arm to do it. Like, because I remember sitting there and my arm was twitching. I was like, I'm not asking my arm to do that. I'm kind of confused. I don't know what's going on. I also say stuff I don't mean to say and I don't know why. And he asked me, like, do you think you have magical powers? Do you see things that aren't there? Do you hear voices? And I was like, no.
Well, when people are talking, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he was like, oh, well, you seem sound of mind. You're probably just attention seeking. You'll probably grow out of it. No one even said the word Tourette's the first three times I went to the doctor about it. And I kept going because I used to go home and I used to have these tics when no one was around. And, you know, I was like, I'm so sure this isn't attention seeking because whose attention am I seeking right now? There's nobody here. So I'd go again and again. And I just got increasingly insistent. And then eventually in my 20s, I was like, still hasn't gone away. So they investigated it and I finally got my diagnosis.
Now, between you and me, do you have magical powers?
Oh, that's an important question.
And answer as if your life depended on it, please.
Yeah, please.
Only a couple.
Okay.
Because you mentioned, like, the ability to, like, make people laugh. And that's kind of like a magic superpower.
I also wreck anything technology-based. So, like, I used to pop TVs. I used to just press the on button, and they'd go, poof, and then they'd just stop working. We got through 8 TVs at my house and when I was living with my mom, and she stopped buying them. And then like a few days ago, I went to a booth, a streaming booth in Insomnia that these people had set up for me to stream from. And everything was working fine. And the minute I sat there, the mic stopped working. The camera kept shutting off. Like, that's my other ability. I just fuck stuff up without touching it just to have to be near it.
Yeah, your fans were all assuming, we kind of had a pre-show and they were assuming you were going to be late. And it was actually like a surprise that you showed up early and everything was working. And
yeah, because I usually spend the first 20 minutes or half hour that I should be streaming fixing tech issues.
Yeah.
You know, in the very, very early days of our podcast, we had a third co-host named Alexis, and her and I were never available to record at the same time. So whenever we happened to be free, like at exactly the same time, something would go horribly wrong. So
well, that was partially just recording on Skype, though, because Skype is just ass.
Yeah. But one time the three of us were like on the call together and there was just this horrendous screeching noise from like another dimension. And it's like, it was like we're trying to talk. And we're like, it was just like,
man,
it's this like a spaceship.
I feel like they really haven't perfected voice chat yet. And you'd think they would have by now.
For
there's always something that goes wrong, like always.
Is it dang?
I don't know.
I think so.
Okay, so let's get into some topics.
Yeah.
Or
the cool vegan man is
this,
asking
Joe?
Tits or ass, and I'm like, why not both? Most humans have both.
Yeah, we've discussed that before on other episodes. Like, there's never going to be a situation in which you have to choose.
Yeah.
What's the question? Yeah, that's like,
¿por qué no los dos?
¿Por qué no los dos?
I think we should go ahead and get something out of the way.
Yeah.
I agree.
And that is an advertisement for our esteemed sponsor, Amazon.
Amazon.com. Now, as you know, Amazon is...
Joe, this is so limp. Get some excitement. It's our sponsor.
Right. Now, as you know, Amazon.com sells millions and millions of products. If you have Amazon Prime, they deliver in one day. It's very affordable. They sell products that ship all around the world. And you shop there already.
You probably shopped there like one day ago.
in the chat, who has shopped in Amazon this month? Everybody's saying they have.
Exactly.
So just go to amazon.t1podcast.com. Next time you plan to go to Amazon, and you'll be helping out our show since we are Amazon affiliates.
Joe is giving a very lifeless ad read there. But yeah, guys, I know you shop on Amazon, so go ahead and if you want to help support the show in a way that doesn't cost you any extra money, go to amazon.t1podcast.com.
Amazon.t1podcast.com. Mm-mm. It's a great way to support the show. It's a great way to support your local content creators. And it's a great way to get a great bargain for less.
Bookmark it today.
Bookmark it today. Change your bookmark from Amazon.com to Amazon.T1podcast.com.
And for the people in the chat who are saying they don't shop at Amazon, I mean, that's you're just being a dirty, filthy liar. So
yeah,
what's
fuck
the,
you.
What's the point?
Fuck you. You're all lying. Right.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Ad read over.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
You should be sorry, bitch.
My apologies. What could I do to make it up to you and
fisting?
Your family?
Huh.
All right.
10 o'clock, bitch.
I'll look into that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So apparently you gave a pretty interesting backstory to your life to Kotaku, where you apparently lived in a treehouse in a field and was raised by hippies.
For a year. I wasn't exactly raised my whole life by them. But yeah, I did end up having to live in a field. I have shown the pictures on my YouTube since because there was a slight tone of doubt by Kotaku.
Oh, that was real?
Yeah, that was genuinely real. Like, I have the pictures to prove it and everything.
Oh.
You said you had to live there. Like, not like you chose to?
Well, I don't remember how old I was. I know I was under 10 somewhere.
Okay.
But like, you don't really choose where you live when you're under the age of 10.
No.
It seems kind of like a perilous place to live, though. Like,
oh, yeah, in the storms, it was pretty interesting because, like, the whole tree would sway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that happen? You lived with these hippies in a tree? It seems like there's more to the story. This is making me interested to hear more information about this.
Well, this is why, like, I am super careful about just how much I talk about because I don't want to be located or stalked. So what I can say is that I lived in a field with a bunch of other people for about a year, and it was really good fun. We made all of the tents from scratch with bent willow and plastic sheeting. And bitches! We fucked. We lived on donated food. So we'd basically live off hippie slop and we'd just all contribute like some vegetables or a tin or whatever to the pot and it would get stirred together and heated up and we'd just eat that every evening. And there was no toilet, there was no hot water, there was no nothing. And I started staying in the tree houses because the floor was, the ones on the, in the actual meadow were freezing. Like I got my cheeks stuck to the floor because it was so cold one morning, and I was like, no, I'm staying in the trees. Fuck this.
Was it warmer in the trees? Because heat rises?
I have no idea why. I think it was like ground frost or something. I don't know why, but it was like, it was better in the trees. My memory of it all is vague. It was in my childhood.
This is fascinating, by the way. Like, I've never heard of a life like that. Like, especially in the later centuries. But yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, it was.
That's pretty interesting.
I do doubt that you fell into a pit of corrosive acid, human excrement, and dead livestock, though.
Wait, was that from something?
That was from a cesspit. So I fell in a cesspit in a rural area where they were also used. They use chemicals to treat it, like that's just normal, but also they were using it to dump like dead livestock in it. So when I fell in it, my foot went through something that was like semi-solid and kind of crunchy, and I'm pretty sure it was a dead animal that I...
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, that is not pleasant. I can never say that I've accidentally fallen into a crunchy dead animal. Mm. Oh, man.
But, so, like, the human poop was the worst part.
Well, I feel like all of it is the worst part. Yeah. So, basically, this whole story is actually true, as unrealistic as it sounds. Yeah. You've had quite a life. Okay.
Yeah, I was doing rescue work. I fell in a cesspit. And the story gets better and better. I was hosed down by hunky firemen, and I got naked in the back of an ambulance and offered two really beautiful nurses a fisting because of my condition. And then I had to be wheeled into the hospital in a homemade toga made from like a hospital blanket and some bandages and stuff. And even though I still stank of shit, a guy in the next cubicle was like, "You look like an angel," and started hitting on me.
Boy.
So I was just like, it was just the weirdest day. The weirdest, weirdest day.
That was while you were living in the three houses? Or that was like a separate time?
That was in my adult life. That was actually like a year and a half ago or something. Like, it was fairly recent. It was during my rescue work. Yeah.
So you were, you were doing rescue work for like an organization? Like, you were doing rescue work?
Animal charity. So, doing animal charity work. So as a volunteer, and I was marching across the field, and what I thought was a car park was actually the gray kind of hardened fat on the surface of a cesspit.
That's funny.
Real quick note to the chat, by the way, they're asking if this recording is going to be saved somewhere so I can listen to this later.
And no, this is a podcast and we don't release the episodes. Like, we record a podcast. We do the entire logistics.
Of course the answer is yes. Like, obviously.
We record live, record the episodes, but don't ever release it. Like, come on, get a grip.
I know they say there's no such thing as stupid questions, but that's false. Yeah, go to t1podcast.com if you want to hear these episodes later after they've been recorded.
Is this recording saved somewhere so I can listen to it later? Yes, at t1podcast.com.
Yep. It would be kind of an interesting idea to do a show, though, where, like, you had to tune in live, and if you didn't, like, if you snoozed, you lost. And it was, like super exclusive.
Like radio?
Like radio?
You're just describing radio, yeah. Like, they don't...
No, like a podcast or something. I don't know, that'd be interesting.
You're basically just describing like a radio show. Like, if you don't tune in, like the Alan and Woody show.
Yeah. Okay. So radio.
All right. So you basically kind of like blew up overnight, I think. Right, Anita?
Yeah. But I want to say, like, the Kotaku article wasn't entirely true. For some reason, she said I had like 200 chinchillas. And I was like, what? I've never had 200 chinchillas. I never said I had that many.
Well, do you have at least 199?
Maybe that's where the confusion came from.
Yeah. I wish.
Yeah, only 199. But you are kind of like an animal person, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, animals don't care if you say obscene things. So whilst I was having a tough time getting on with other people, animals definitely were always fine with me no matter what I said. So I loved looking after them. I've always done something for animals, and I've taken in a lot of rescues. And I have had over 200 rescues in my home at some points in my life. I'm definitely an animal person.
You're like an animal person, like you're half human, half animal? Or like you're a person that likes animal? I feel like it's the second one.
All humans are animals. We're not vegetables or minerals.
Well, that's true.
Speak for yourself.
That's true. I'm a mineral person.
All right, Joe. So, I have some questions that I feel like you'll appreciate as just like curiosity. Feel free to like shut any of them down if you want to, but like, I don't really know a lot of people with Tourette's, so I'm just kind of curious. What's your current social life like? Like, how does that work?
So, I used to be a recluse before I got my diagnosis because I was terrified that people would think, bitch, that I was attention seeking. Mm-hmm. So, because my doctors kind of made me feel insecure about it, and I used to get punished a lot for sort of acting up when I was a kid because they didn't get what was going on. So I was totally isolated. I've pretty much developed all of my social skills in the past like 3 or 4 years when I finally got out of my shell and just threw myself at life. And nowadays with more awareness of what Tourette's is, and because I have a diagnosis, people are really nice to me, and I find it really easy to make friends and strike up conversation with strangers, and I feel a lot safer doing so because no one's going to try to take me up on the offer if I offer to fist them. Like, because, you know, people get it now, and that's great. And I have so many friends. It's been amazing. Like, my life is completely the opposite of what it used to be.
And that must be like really a weight off your shoulders to just understand yourself better and to have that diagnosis, I would assume. I would have to imagine.
It was so vindicating. I was like, oh my God. Because like I used to like accidentally pinch people on the bus or whatever and get kicked off the bus. And then I'd be like, why am I such a terrible person? Why do I do these things? Like, and to finally just be like, yes, now I know and everyone else knows. It's involuntary. Like, lots of other people struggle with it. I can talk to them and there are people who understand. And, you know, it was just such a weight off my shoulders.
Do you ever...
Wait, Joe, real quick, and I'll edit this out.
Except you didn't. Ha ha ha, meta.
But the Craig recording bot... got turned off when Discord borked a few minutes ago, so I'm going to put it back on.
Okay.
1 second, guys. I apologize.
One Mississippi.
Well, not literally 1 second.
So,
now recording.
This is Craig. Everyone say hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
By the way, in America, we like when we're counting seconds, we'll go like one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Oh, what do you guys do? Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't have Mississippi.
We say Mississippi like one London, as well. I don't know why, but we it's the same for us.
Mississippi?
Yeah, we say one Mississippi.
Oh,
do you ever like? Do you like wonder why? Do people ever go like, "What is Mississippi anyway?"
No, we know about things here.
I don't know. Maybe it's far away.
They're not
so
like
I
a third world country,
know.
Joe. I mean, we did secede from you guys, but you know.
Oh, that I was have a question.
That was a while ago.
Do you ever have a tick where it's exactly what you meant to say anyway, so you pretend it like it wasn't a tick, like you say bitch, but you meant to call the person a bitch or something?
Well, usually, me and the Fish Fisters call my Tourette's Terrence. Like, we make jokes that he's a separate person, especially because so many people come into the chat and call me possessed and think that, you know, I just need Jesus and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like... Terrence tends to be a lot meaner than me. I don't really, I'm not really very aggressive or mean when I'm confrontational. Like, I take situations where I need to give someone feedback as a chance to help them improve, not a chance to like be like, do better, bitch. So like, I don't really use that word often intentionally at all. Mm-hmm. So no, that doesn't really happen. A lot of people fuck. Yeah. A lot of people, ask me if I ever insult someone and then pass it off as a tick to get away with it. But like when you passively insult people all the time without meaning to, it kind of loses its novelty. Like I don't get the urge to go, tee-hee-hee, I want to insult someone because like I have to do that all the time, unfortunately. Yeah. And it's scary. So like I don't really ever do that. And I get asked it every single stream. I probably get asked it hundreds of times a week. But no, I don't pass anything off as a tick. And the two don't usually overlap because Terrence is meaner than me.
Interesting.
You've probably been asked this a lot.
So don't ask it, Joe.
Well.
Be original, please. For once. Please.
All right. Feel free not to answer this. But like, what's the worst amount of trouble it's gotten you into? Like, feel free not to answer that if you don't want to.
Okay. So... I don't know. I'll let you pick. Do you want me to tell you the worst it's been in a relationship or with the police or...
Why not both?
Okay.
sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
no los dos.
So I may have said I never loved you as a truth tick. And
ooh.
The thing is, he knew me long enough to know the difference between a tick and a truth tick. So that was kind of an awkward silence, ouch moment.
As someone who knows almost nothing about Tourette's, can you explain what a truth tick is?
Okay, so like whatever, quite often with coprolalia, if you worry about saying something, you will. And that's why you end up having things like racial tics or like homophobic tics. It's not because you have those feelings towards those people. It's because when someone comes in, you're like, oh shit, I have Tourette's. That person is a minority. I really don't hope that my Tourette's doesn't target that minority. Or you don't want to say something, you end up being forced to say exactly what you're worrying about saying. And so,
And you have that.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Normal. That's quite normal for Tourette's, especially coprolalia. But sometimes I worry about saying the truth because the truth hurts. So, like, that can end up being something I worry about saying and therefore end up happening.
And so sometimes it's something that you're not thinking at all, and sometimes it's something you're worried about having to say because it is true or because it would cause harm. And that means that it's really hard to keep secrets sometimes, and it's really it's really difficult in things like close relationships and stuff, because you might say something really hurtful without meaning to.
Interesting. I'm learning a lot.
Makes sense.
So, but you were saying.
I've also punched someone, an ex. I used to punch him in the solar plexus, which is the bit where your ribs meet in the middle, and it wins you hard. And that was before my diagnosis. I was with him for a year. He stayed with me for a year, bless him. Even though I kept punching him in the chest, and neither of us knew why. And I'd be like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. And he's like, it's okay, but why? And I'm like, I don't know. And also, I have a humping tick and a spanking tick, and I can't guarantee which end of you will hump either. So if you bend over near me, it's kind of risky. I got searched by the police once. I didn't have a deadly weapon. I've never brandished a deadly weapon at anyone ever. But they, for some reason... I don't know. I think they mistook me for someone or something, but they searched me for a deadly weapon. And this dude got down on his knees in front of my crotch. And I was like, I'm going to jail. I am going to jail. I'm going to jail. And all my friends were gathering around me, like, so excited, because they were like in anticipation. My friends, the kind of people who will drop pencils and bend over slowly around me, like, oh no. Right? So, like, they were like, oh my God, do it. And I was just like, Terrence, don't do it. So he bent down in front of my crotch and nothing happened. And I was like, holy fuck. And then he turned around and bent over the car. And everyone else like, eyes glistening, like, yes, yes, yes. And I just, what I did to prevent myself from spanking his ass was reach into my pocket and, like, aggressively munch. Bitch. Bitches. It was tasty. I munched on cock on... chocolate raisins. I had a pocket of chocolate raisins. And I was like, nom, okay. Nom, nom, nom. And I was like really aggressively just focus on the raisins. And I managed to not end up in prison that day purely because of those raisins. They saved me.
And your cops are much nicer than our cops. Our cops will beat the shit out of you
for no reason.
For no reason. Your cops are like helpful, polite.
Well, America needs a competent police force, but yeah, we do have problems with police brutality here. Okay, so we did get some questions from the audience, and I would like to go over some of those.
Sure.
First, Anita, I think your head, or maybe Lars, I don't know, when I was talking, I think I heard myself in somebody else's headphones or something. If yours...
I can move my mic away from my headset a little bit. Maybe that'll help.
Maybe just a little bit. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it was you or Lars either.
It wasn't me. Okay. So someone asks, not really a question, but I just wanted to tell you that my pizza tastes good. Thanks, guy.
Good for you.
That's good for you.
Are we doing the questions?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking the questions, Joe.
Turn left.
Okay.
So I'm going to butcher this. Bizalith? Bizalite? I have no idea.
Bizalith?
Bizalith? Is it like Elizabeth, but like mangled? I don't know.
Bizalith?
Okay. And I'm guessing this is a she. It says, I'm struggling from my self-injurious tics, punching self in head and leg, and I'd love any tips for helping.
I have tics where I bite myself sometimes, or when the stove is on, I will put my hand in the fire, or on if it's one of the electric ones with just like a little plate that heats up, I will just slam my hand down on it, things like that. So I do have tics that hurt me. Even my pop, like you've heard me go a lot, that's kind of wearing on my lips, and I punch my desk sometimes, things like that. So like with them, I kind of feel like the more you worry about it and fear it happening, the more it happens. So you just have to go with the flow and kind of be very accepting and patient with yourself and just be like, yep, this is something that may happen today. And you just have to throw yourself at life anyway. And the more you relax about it and say, come what may, I'm able to deal with it. But if you can slip into that mental attitude, it tends to reduce the tick, because the more you fear doing it, the more likely it is to happen. But aside from that, like with repeatedly hitting yourself and things like that. I have a friend called Rescue. He has a baseball cap because his tick is to headbutt the table. So the baseball cap puts like a it puts like a barrier, bitch, between his head and the table when he headbutts it and stops him like hurting himself. So there's like items of clothing that you can pick and use to help as little hacks to help soften the blow. There's that. There's those sorts of things that you can do. There's things like I wear certain kinds of shoes if I tap my toes too much because I hurt my toes doing it and things like that. So like I think clothing choices can be a start. Attitude, mental attitude can be a second. Bitches. Bitches love sticks. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head that really helps. Unfortunately, you just kind of have to go with it, and you know, wherever your Tourette's takes you, whatever your tics do, you just kind of have to learn to adjust. And I've found that my body is hardened to it quite a lot as well. Like places where I hit repeatedly, I barely even feel it anymore. Like it used to hurt, and now it doesn't. So like your body tends to adjust as well.
El Mago the Spaceman says, do you have any ideas for the stream in the future as for the advice you give and the topics that you enjoy researching?
I kind of feel like the past year has been a blur and I haven't really had a chance to sit down and say, right, well, I've been given this really unexpectedly cool gift and I've got a lot of really awesome people around me. What do I want to do with this? But I do know that I do want to change things quite a lot. I really enjoyed helping people talk about the things that they were struggling with and connecting them with each other through the Discord and the stream, especially the Mental Health Mondays. So that's awesome. But I'd like to find a more lighthearted and upbeat direction with it so that it still helps people, but, you know, we can laugh and smile along the way. I'm figuring it out. There's going to be a lot more YouTube stuff where I'm out and about as well. I think I'm going to take you guys with me when I go shopping and things like that just to show you why, like, so many people say, bitch, people say they wish they had Tourette's. I think that a lot of people don't really realize how much it kind of invades your day. So I thought it might be quite educational to do some secret camera work for a while for the YouTube, which is coming. Apart from that, I don't know.
Okay. So when you do that, if people's, like, faces are in that and you monetize it, would that get you into trouble, possibly? Because, you're making money off of them?
Well, you are allowed to film in a public place. You have the right to film in public. We are already, because I'm going to be doing it with a group of people, we're already going to be looking into the, like, legalities of that to make sure that it's all compliant and everything. So,
okay. That's cool.
By the way, what kind of games do you stream? We actually haven't talked about that at all.
Anything. I really like Apex and Overwatch. And at the moment, I'm playing Control, which is a new release. I intend to have a little go on Borderlands and things like that when the next one comes out. And I'm basically a variety streamer. I don't really stick to one game very much.
Who do you main in Overwatch?
I think it's like my top three are Soldier, Mei, and Moira.
Oh, Joe, you had a question, but I interrupted you.
You play The Sims?
I have done in the past, but I end up with like loads of garbled Sims ticks.
You make your Sims have ticks?
Well, no, like I end up getting ticks off them because of the way that they speak. Like they have like a garbled way of interacting with each other, and I really pick it up. Yeah, I pick it up.
That's funny.
Interesting.
So you start mimicking them.
Mm.
That's fascinating. Okay. By the way, Joe, I think we should go ahead and bust out the number one best question of all time.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It's semen.
It is.
All right, Anita. And this is a question for the ages, so get prepared, okay? What would be your useless superpower?
What would be your useless superpower?
Okay, so it has to be totally, totally useless.
It can be like mildly useless, like the slightest like advantage, but yeah.
Other than that, yeah. Purple. I wouldn't do that. But
that would be useless.
That would be very useless though.
Whoa! My ass is an indicator. Yeah, actually, I'd make my butt cheeks indicators, so like the left one would flash if I'm turning left, the right one would flash if I'm turning right.
I guess that would be useful, like, in public, like, if you're just walking around, then, people like, could see your direction.
But people could already know where you're going.
Exactly. Yeah. They already know where I'm going, so I think I'll go with that, because it's so fucking useless.
And okay. You're probably wearing, like, I'm assuming you're not walking around naked most of the time, so. It's like,
most of the time, not, yeah.
Well, I don't know, if you could go to the beach or something.
Yeah, I'd have to wear like the kind of like clothes that, you know, if you shone a light underneath them, it would show through a little, but like would.
Or assless chaps.
Yes. I reckon I could rock that.
I don't think walking around in, I actually don't know what your city is, but walking around in, let's just say London, with assless chaps is a really good idea, Joe. Like, that's probably asking for some trouble.
Lars, you ever wore assless chaps?
No, I can't say I have. I don't feel like that's a very common... Joe, do you wear them? Or is this what you're trying to...
No, okay. I don't believe I've ever worn assless chaps.
You don't believe? Like, there's a chance?
Yeah, there's a chance. I'm confused. I don't remember. There's a chance. I couldn't say with 100% certainty.
Oh, hey, Anita, can I get you to weigh in on something about Joe's fashion sense?
Now for Joe's fashion corner.
Yeah, okay, so...
Wait, I want to try that again.
Now. Joe has a habit of wearing crop tops and overalls at the same time.
It's not really a habit. I did it like twice.
Yeah.
Maybe three times.
I like it.
Thank you.
Why?
She likes it. She likes it, Lars.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
Yeah.
But he's like a really hairless guy, so it's like it makes him look so
hairy?
Weird. Like,
I think you meant hairy.
Nope, I did not.
Hairless?
Bald bitches. Well,
never mind, Joe.
Because
you told me I had to shave my belly if I want to do that. So don't you mean...
Oh, do you have a shaved belly, Joe? Because that's...
No, I don't have a shaved belly.
Okay. Have you ever considered it?
Yes, I've shaved my belly. I've shaved my belly, all right?
When did you do that and why?
It was years ago and probably like 7 years ago. I don't know why.
You were just like randomly sitting there like, okay,
yes,
time to manscape.
I've shaved my belly. I've shaved my chest. I don't know why.
Okay.
I've shaved my armpits before. I don't
really.
I couldn't tell you why. I don't know what was going through my head. I was just
so
like,
you just had a day where you're just shaving all over.
Well, different days. I shaved only one of my armpits before too. That was weird. One of my armpits was really itchy when it was growing back.
Joe, you're a weird guy.
You ever do that, Anita? Shave one of your armpits?
Yes, because every now and again I start to have like lots of motor ticks and go, okay, the razor's going down, because like I got so like every now and again I just do half the job. I have a friend with Tourette's. He's he shaves his face regularly, but he every now and again he'll have a tick where he'll just shave. I put the razor down between his eyebrows and it'll just shave the beginning part off both of his eyebrows, so he has them really widely spaced apart and it hasn't grown back yet.
Oh, that's too bad.
Mm.
Well, all right. Joe, all right. What would be your useless superpower? You never answered that.
Pussy.
You never answered that. Why are you putting all the pressure on me, Lars? You didn't answer either.
Because you come first in the alphabet, Joe. Answer the question.
Oh, okay. I would say my useless superpower would be the ability to have all of your social media accounts, you have your followers go down every day.
Oh, to lose popularity once a day.
Yes. Yeah. Every day your popularity goes down. So like you can regain it, but your superpower is that every day it'll just be decreased by a percentage.
Okay.
Like by half.
Oh, dude, on the server, which you can access at discord.t1podcast.com, someone posted a really funny one the other day, which is you can put eggs up your butthole and they won't crack. Like nothing else can go up your butt, just the eggs. And that's the power.
Is that so like you can launch them, like fart them out at people?
No, like, I think it's just so you can store them for later.
Yeah, a holding place. So like you don't have to waste Tupperwares.
Oh.
That's
I mean,
gross.
You could put hard boiled eggs up your butt and they won't crack.
You can?
Yeah, hard boiled egg. I mean,
have you tried?
Yeah.
Well, you I assume. I've never tried it, but like maybe you peel away
you assume?
The
you seem pretty
I'm assuming. Well, it's common sense.
The chat's calling you out on it too.
All right, everyone in the chat, weigh in. Do you think you could put hard-boiled eggs? Let's say you peel away the shell and you're just left with the... How could it crack if there's no shell? So you put the hard-boiled egg up your butt, probably multiple of them. Like,
but I feel like the pressure from your cheeks would like make it crack.
I don't know. What do you guys in the chat, how do you weigh in? What do you guys think?
Yes, Neo, please test it.
Oh, my...
Oh, yeah, someone's saying they should test it for science. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. If you're listening to this episode right now, go ahead and can you email us about this later? Can you go test this out?
Somebody, Jakey in the chat says, why are you asking this? We aren't doctors.
You don't need to be a doctor to put an egg up your butt.
Yeah, have you never put an egg up your butt?
I can't say I have, Joe.
And where can, if the listeners wanted to tune in live, where could they do so, Lars?
I just gave the link.
All right, moving on.
All right.
Anita, do you have like water next to you, or like coffee or anything, or like?
I did. I had coffee in a special sippy cup, so if I knock it over, it doesn't destroy my keyboard again. Because I tend
again
to eat things. Yeah, I eat things. Although this keyboard has actually survived quite a lot of spilling. I'm really impressed.
It's a high mileage spilled keyboard.
Yeah.
I'm drinking coffee.
Good for you, Joe.
Have you ever had coffee with rum in it? Hello? Can you hear me? Shit.
I don't think you can
hear. Are you guys... Oh, now I can hear.
Were you asking me? I thought you were asking him.
What?
If there's coffee, if you've ever had coffee with alcohol in it.
No, you.
Oh, she thinks you were asking me, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Anita, have you ever had coffee with rum?
Yes, I've had coffee with many different things, actually. It's good.
Me too. It's really good. I've had coffee with vodka, coffee with Kahlua, rum, whiskey.
I feel like just straight coffee and vodka would be kind of gross.
It's not the best.
Oh, well.
I like,
okay,
I like
wait, what were we talking about?
It. Like chocolate milk tea, Maria. That's good.
That oh, that would good. Be good.
Yeah.
Have you ever had, feel free not to answer this, have you ever had marijuana-infused tea or anything like that?
Oh, Joe, don't incriminate her.
Yeah, it's an illegal substance in the UK, unfortunately. So,
oh, okay.
Like, lots all of right. people are like, has weed ever helped you? And I'm like, I'm so sorry, but I would get banned from the internet if I answered that question.
Yeah, just
okay, moving
officially
on.
The answer is no, and we're going to leave it at that.
Let's just remove that whole...
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so we have a bunch of more questions to get to, but what are the best ones? Joe, which one should we ask next? Oh, okay, here's a good one. Okay, so this is a question for Anita, because I guess he needed to feel the need to specify that.
Huh.
How do you feel about being a part of meme culture?
Yeah, I am literally an actual meme. You can look me up on a website, and I am a meme. I've forgotten the name of the website. I think it's like...
Know your meme.
Meme review or something. Know your meme. There we go. I am a meme somehow. And it's kind of interesting because the things that I've really easily picked up are things that have a certain feel and certain ring to it. So usually memes are things that I end up having as tics for ages. Like Bitches Love Sticks is from a video. There's like a little bird. He says, let me smash. It's a YouTube video. I picked up so many words from that. Like I am a living meme machine. Like I pick up memes and end up regurgitating them constantly. So I've kind of gotten used to it. And like, whenever I see something meme-ish, I'm kind of like half, haha, this is great. And half, oh no, this is my life now. I remember for so long, I just kept breaking out and saying, y'all ain't getting any sleep now, over and over and over again until my throat was sore. So, like, I have to be careful with my memes. They're like a minefield.
Joe, stop pinging the chat over and over again. You're really abusing your admin privileges.
I just want everyone to know that we're recording. I don't want anyone to miss out who...
Well, they knew from, like, your past three pings while we've been recording this.
I only pinged once.
Okay, all right. Joe. All right. Oh, should we kick Joe from the server?
No, please don't kick me again. If Lars kicks me... Oh, no, please don't. It's such a hassle to get
kick
back
him.
In.
Kick his cunt. Lars...
No, please don't.
Bye, Joe.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, oh. You should put in a, you should cut it there to make it sound like you did, though.
All right.
Actually, you shouldn't, and you should leave in that whole meta discussion.
Okay.
Have you ever been on a podcast before?
Yeah, I have.
What's your favorite podcast, and why is it the first podcast?
Oh, yeah.
I actually love you guys, because I had a little cheeky listen to some of your previous podcasts, and I was like, these guys are so fun. I would love to do this one. This one's amazing. Ooh,
thank you.
You were speaking to an animator, and I actually did animation for years, so it was actually really interesting.
Who was it?
He was very bombastic. I'm bad with names, but he was a very excitable young man.
Salty DK Dan?
Might have been. He had a thick accent.
Oh, was it Larry?
Was it Merriweather?
It might have been, actually. That sounds about right.
Oh, yes. Did you hear the beginning part? How we almost, like, I messed up and didn't send him, like, a reminder email, and he didn't, like, remember that it was at that time, and then we were going to do a guest list episode, and he joined in at the last second, and we're like, oh, my God!
Yeah, Joe freaked the fuck out. Like, he had, like...
I almost air, passed like, out.
Yeah.
I was so lightheaded, I, like...
Bitch.
We debated, like, doing that for every episode where we like, waited until the very last minute to actually invite them, and so Joe could get a rush. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So, glad that you enjoyed the episode.
Oh, yeah. I like bitches.
So, okay, let's go ahead and move on. Let's take some questions from the chat. We haven't actually done that yet.
Yeah, if you're typing in the chat right now, rapid fire your questions at us, and we might ask it right now. Mm. Does it need to be about something? Yeah, preferably a topic.
How many do you think?
Also, try to be not lame with your questions.
Yeah, like, what time is it? That's like...
Wow, you guys are terrible at this.
Have you ever heard of Twitch Prime? What's the square root of pi? Come on, guys, be...
What age did my Tourette's begin to manifest? So when I used to answer this question on stream, I'd say probably about 4, because that was the earliest I could remember. And I kept saying Michael Schumacher over and over again. And I remember that being my first tick and the feeling of it. But I then spoke to my mom. I actually sat her down in front of my PC and showed her what I do, because she didn't really understand it. And I asked her, like, do you remember my earliest tick? And... she said, your first word was Michael Schumacher. You said it over and over again. You would not stop. You're about one-ish. You said it before mama or dad. You said it constantly. It drove me mad. So as soon as I could speak, Terrence spoke before me. I've had it from a very, very young age. And it's quite common for people with Tourette's to be fine for years. And then when they're like 8 or 16 or 25, suddenly they develop tics. And so it's not really something that I typically know to be from birth. But it seemed like mine started especially early.
Okay. What was that word again?
Michael Schumacher.
Early one?
Michael Schumacher.
Any more questions from the chat? Do you...
do you have a Patreon?
I don't.
Okay. That answers that.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite tick?
Sorry. Like, in light of the Patreon, I feel really weird and uncomfortable about asking for money. I've never asked for money on my stream. I've never asked for money on the YouTube. Never. I've asked for money for charities. I've raised money for charities, but I've never asked for money. So yeah, that's why I don't have a Patreon.
Okay. And speaking of being uncomfortable asking for money, Joe, I think we should talk about our Patreon.
We're not uncomfortable asking for money.
Yeah.
If you enjoy the show and want to help us succeed and...
Joe, get excited.
If you want to help your show succeed... No, sorry, that was too much.
Was
that too much? Or was that right? Was that
I'll
good?
Do it. I'll do it then. Okay, Joe. If you've been tuning into the first podcast for a while and you wanted to go ahead and...
soulless shillings, Lars. Get a little
fuck up,
excitement.
Joe.
You make fun of me for having too little excitement and you're like, if you want to help your show succeed...
Can I continue, please?
Yeah, just do it. Okay. A little excitement. How does it feel, Lars? How does it feel?
Feels pretty bad, Joe.
Feels pretty bad, huh?
Guys, if you've been listening to the show for a while now and you've been enjoying what you've been hearing and you want to get some cool benefits on our Discord server and more.
What kind of benefits would they get?
Number one, they get a shout out on air. And we actually have a new $10 patron, Rockshell.
Rockshell.
Who still needs to send me his dramatic reading, because $10 patrons...
At the $10 tier,
That's right, what I was going to say, Joe. Shut the fuck up.
All right. Sorry. I'm just trying to help.
All right. $10 patrons get a shout out, or they get a dramatic reading read on air if they remember to submit them. $2 patrons, however, can listen to these episodes early as soon as they are done being edited before release. They also get access to bonus episodes of the show, so you get to hear about 20% more first podcast than anyone else. Patreon.com/T1podcast helps support the show, and it gets you cool little benefits as well.
Get you bitches. Lots of bitches.
T1podcast.
Patreon.com/T1podcast. All right. Moving on. That's the end of the soulless shilling for the day. People are asking if you have an Instagram for some reason.
Yeah, I don't do Instagram. I kind of feel like when people ask me for that, because people started asking me if I had Instagram, just like I bumped into a guy at the post office and he was like, do you have an Instagram? And what it is it's like dudes low-key ask for nudes this way. They're hoping that you have like a softcore porn portfolio just nestled there on your Insta. And it's like, I don't do that. I'm not about that. I'm not about wasting energy on that. I'm fine with girls who do it. I think more power to them. It's cool and everything, but it's just not how I express myself. So like, I don't need an Instagram because, you know, most people only ask because they want to check if I have boobies on it. So
yeah,
it's pretty apt.
Mm.
Oh, I'm also curious, by the way, as a streamer who is also a woman, that must be kind of like a mixed experience, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. In lots of ways. For example, when there is a man in view near me, I can lose anything up to like 1,000 subscribers across Twitch and YouTube. Like it can happen on Twitch. Like I can have a friend over and we're just getting drunk and talking to the stream and the YouTube subscribers will go down. That's not even like that. It won't even appear on YouTube at all. But people who are subscribed to me on both YouTube and Twitch will go, she's got a boyfriend, I'm out. So, you know, that even though it's just an assumption. And like, so I literally, whenever I bring anyone on, I have to go, this is my friend. Explicitly. Otherwise, people get angry at me. I once asked my Discord community, how do you ask people on a date? Because I'd never done that before. And I immediately got reams of hate mail just for asking that question.
Wow. Why is that?
I don't know, because I know that I know that a lot of these people don't ever expect me to even reply to their messages, and they're shocked if I ever do reply to them, if they like direct DM me, let alone ever date them. So I don't think they're angry because I'm not dating them. I think it's literally that people are sometimes a lot of people are more interested in a woman and find her more interesting generally in every way. If she's single and available, like that just adds an element of interest that falls away if you're with somebody. And that's a horrible amount of pressure to put on someone. So like you'll notice that all of the bigger streamers don't answer the question. They don't tell you whether or not they're single or not, because it has such a profound effect on the way that people interact with you. And it can turn things so angry so fast. But as well, like I get asked a lot of sexual questions about my condition. I get a lot of people come in and instantly get banned because I have a rule that, you know, you don't talk to me like I'm a cam girl. You don't make sexual comments and people just do not stick to it. You have to accept it to join the chat. And a lot of people just still do it and instantly get banned. And I could allow it and I could let it slide because generally I could just ignore it. And it would definitely increase the viewership on my Twitch. But I'm more about creating the fun environment and, you know, getting lots of really lovely, respectful people together, because it's made a Discord community that's 21,000 people strong from the stream. And they're all amazing. And they've been transforming each other's lives, providing support and advice whenever people are low. Like these are really amazing people. And I feel like my condition acts like a filter through which we get these people together. Cause I have a trigger word as well. I won't say it. It causes people used to just hop on the stream just to trigger me. And it got so bad that I used to shout all the way through the stream and then my throat would bleed and I'd need recovery days. So fuck it. What ended up happening was we ended up banning people who say it. And from there, My stream became a place where people are handed a weapon with which they could hurt someone, and only the kinds of people who, even if they're handed a weapon and can do whatever they like without consequence, won't cause harm. And when you bring a bunch of people like that together, they're amazing. They're absolutely wonderful, and they're good for each other, and they do incredible things together. So I feel really lucky in that I found Twitch, because we've amassed this massive group of people who love each other, talk to each other constantly, and support each other. It's just been incredible.
Good answer. I'm glad I asked that good question. Joe, go ahead.
Do you have moderators on your Twitch? I'm assuming you've got like a bunch of moderators or
people who... A lot of moderators. They're all quite close-knit. They're all friends with each other. They're all really amazing people. And they are the reason why I can stream, because they are so quick to ban and block people who try to tick trigger me or are being like really sexual and things like that. And they also are a big part of the community, very central to the Discord community, and make sure that everyone is treating each other with respect and being kind. Because a lot of Discords that are connected to fucking, to fisting, to Twitch streamers tend to be quite toxic. And usually mm-hmm. people hop into a community, a Twitch community, they usually expect it to be toxic. So it's a really lovely surprise to hop in, and everyone will greet you by name, and like people like are really kind to you and look after you constantly, check in on you. Like, it's very friendly. It's like a complete breath of fresh air.
Someone from the chat asks, is Anita reading from a script? No. What? We're just having a regular conversation.
People, I can kind of relate to what you're saying, by the way, because we kind of enforce relative wholesomeness on our server, and if people get kind of like lame or kind of dickish, we just kick them. Like, we just don't tolerate that. And it's cool because like the moderators have a pretty easy job on the first podcast server, because, you know, it's mostly just nice people. I don't know why I would want to surround myself with dicks in more ways than one, but yeah.
Someone from the chat says, sometimes toxicity is fun. No?
No, it's not.
No, it's not? Sometimes it's fun? No?
No.
In the chat, is toxicity sometimes fun?
Peppy,
what do you guys
enough.
Think? An overwhelming no.
There we go.
100% yeah, like, of people
like
agree that you're
people
wrong.
People just said no. Jesus. Okay.
Wow.
So, sometimes being a complete asshole is fun. No, it's not. Maybe you're just an asshole.
Mm. Yep. All right. Joe, do you have any more questions to ask Anita while we have the chance?
Bitch.
When we first emailed you asking if you wanted to be on, what was your like immediate response? Like, oh, let me check these guys out, or like, oh, okay.
She already answered that, Joe.
Well, I mean, you said that you checked out the video, but like, and like, you liked it.
Mm.
And so I'm assuming that, I mean,
well, I'm assuming her first reaction is, who the hell are these guys?
Yeah, like I get asked to come onto a lot of podcasts, and I get asked to do a lot of things with people. But I always am kind of reserved about my reaction until I check people out. I was once asked by a streamer, the reason why I get so cautious is because I was once asked by a streamer to come onto his show. And I checked him out, and he was, the first clip I found was of him being bullying someone. And it's his most popular clip was of him bullying someone. And I was like, I was really polite about it. And I was just like, I don't really have much time. I think I need to focus on my own stream. I was really gentle with him, but he got really bitter, and he came out to Twitch, and he said that I was kitten using my Tourette's for content, and that, you know, he was saying lots of really negative things about me. And he generally became quite mean. So like, every now and again, like when people ask me stuff, I'm like, you know, is this a situation now? Like, am I going to hang out with this person? Is it going to be fun? Or am I going to have to turn someone down and worry about the consequences? But I was really like excited when I started listening to you guys, because yeah, you're a lot of fun.
Well, we're glad that you enjoyed the episode. It's a good thing you did not go on that guy's show, podcast. Or
yeah.
It was a podcast, and you said?
It was kind of, you wanted to do a podcast style stream, so.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask who it is, but I don't want to give him the recognition, so, yeah. Anyway.
Instead, do you guys in the chat have any more questions?
Let's
Oh, does anyone want to come on to give a live question on air?
If you have a mic, is that okay, Anita? If we have someone on, if you have a mic, we could have you come on and.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Post your question ahead of time because we don't want to have you on if you have like a. You're just gonna ask like, what time is it?
Long Schlong Silver, we've had you on for like the last three episodes for a question, so may not go with that.
Put shoe on head. That's a fucking ancient meme. What is this? Not like 2003.
Okay, Coffee River has one. I'll go ahead and unmute them.
Yeah, do you ever tick in your sleep?
Hey, can you hear us?
Yeah, I heard him. Hello, Coffee.
Hey.
Actually, Coffee is a friend of mine. He knows that I get asked this a lot.
It was really quiet, by the way. What was the question?
Do you tick in your sleep?
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I have done sleep recordings, and it's difficult to tell whether it's like a Pavlov's dog scenario where I've just been trained to say it so much that I'll even sleep talk my tics, and I don't know whether they're actual tics or sleep talking. So I started recording it, and I do say a lot of the similar things that I do, bitch, during the day, in my sleep too. They might be sleep tics, it might be sleep talking, but it seems to be the case. I also wake up and just punch the wall really hard now. I don't know why, but that started happening. And also, like, I'll kick my leg really hard, or like I'll just wake up like having a tick or shouting. So yes, I think I do.
Okay. All right. Does anyone have like a not a meme-y question though, like an actual good one, like that? Can you guys try? Okay. The dark one. You're unmuted if you want to ask.
What's your favorite tick?
Bitch. I don't necessarily have a favorite tick. I know that some of them are much easier on me than others, and less harmful or difficult.
You in the ass off, Laffy Taffy.
You first. So we have, like, my whistle is probably the easiest one because it doesn't really hurt me and I kind of tune out of it. It doesn't have any negative consequences or anything. And if anyone notices it, they usually just smile, except in the cinema. Then they get angry with me because they think my phone is on.
Ah, okay. Blood Million has a mic. I'll go ahead and have him come on. Or her. I don't know.
You're unmuted, Blood Million.
Hello, you can hear me?
Hey!
Yes. Hi.
All right, Anita. So congratulations, you've just been given 1,000 acres of land. What do you do with it?
Okay, I would set up a very large mansion-like building that would be a women's shelter, a DV shelter for women, seeking a place to live in duress. There would be, you could grow food out back, and we'd grow vegetables together for the refuge, and there'd be rescue animals in the front. So you could have some animal therapy and cuddle kittens and stuff. Or you can go around back and grow yourself some food while you relax in safety and rebuild your life.
That's super wholesome. That's great. Okay. That's a good answer. Brandinho, you are unmuted.
Someone says in before Brandon gets banned from the server. Is there something that we should know?
Nah, Brandon's cool. He's my main mod.
Oh. Hi, Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Yeah, so, hey, Anita.
I know what you're going to say. Don't you twitch.
She already... She already knows what you're going to say, so you don't have to answer the question. I'm just kidding. You're unmuted again.
Brandon.
What's up? Yeah, no. Oh, sorry. I thought I got unmuted. Yeah, have you heard of Twitch?
No,
Prime?
You did.
Would you like to
introduce yourself? You come on the show, you don't introduce yourself.
Yeah, you didn't even greet Anita, by the way.
I said hi, Anita.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
All right. No, you didn't.
Go ahead.
Chat, did I? Please back me up here.
No, he did. No. I heard him.
So this is Brandon. He's like my main mod and main abuser. Like, he keeps my ego in check.
Oh. Very.
Sometimes, so when you're feeling hot-headed, you say like, hey, Brandon, can you take me down a peg?
I don't need to ask him. Trust me.
Wait, did you have a question, Brandon? Or did you ask it already? I missed it.
No, it was literally just, have you heard of Twitch Prime?
Yeah.
Can you ask like a normal, can you be like normal for a second and ask something good?
Mm. Ask something good. Jeez, okay.
That's kind of a loaded question.
I know that that's a struggle, but...
Lars,
why are you roasting me?
Lars, we have Brandon on as a friend of the guest. You make fun of Brandon.
Go ahead.
Lars.
Okay. Why did you decide to stream?
That's not a good question.
That's a basic question, but it's a decent question.
Okay. Ask a new question.
No, it's fine. Good. No, answer.
No, I'm done, man. I'm done.
Yeah, get the fuck
come
out
on
here.
Here. You ask basic questions.
Go ahead.
Oh,
that's it?
Okay. Yeah. Anita, you have a massive Discord server.
Yeah, I do. It's quite sizable. Like my dick. It's 20 bucks.
I was going to make that joke.
But there is... yeah, we have 21,000 people with us.
Mm-hmm.
There are 21,000 fish fisters around the world. They named themselves. I did not name them. And in answer to Brandon's question about why I started streaming, I started streaming because like I liked getting drunk and playing computer games to unwind. And I had more friends. I got on Blizzard. I had 200 friends, and I'd reached my limit. And they were all asking to play with me, and I only had 6 slots in a game. So fuck them. So I started streaming so that they could interact with me, know when there was a space to hop in and come and say hello to me and socialize, even though I didn't have room for them. And it was really fun, and I expected it to last about 2 weeks and then I'd get banned. But somehow Twitch made allowances because I do have ticks that are against the terms of service. So you're not allowed to say anything racial or homophobic or anything like that. And I do, unfortunately, because of my ticks. And I've gotten a lot of bitches. I've gotten a lot of fuck. A lot of like tolerance and acceptance, and I did not expect it to just explode, but it did. And yeah, I'm still here a year later, and I'm really, really glad.
I saw one of your videos where you talk about how this was must have been just after you like first blew up, I guess, and you're like, it still feels like I'm live streaming to 30 people. And you got used to it. I mean, how many people do you have who view your live stream at one time? Like thousands or?
Yeah, like it fluctuates. It can be anything from like, I think the lowest we've had for quite a while is 1.2 or 1.3 thousand. And at the moment it's about 2,100, somewhere in that region. But like, it sometimes it just goes on the upswing. At the most I've ever had, looking at me one time, was 15,000 people after 15,000 people, because PewDiePie reacted to one of my videos, and then the Kotaku article and all this sort of stuff, and suddenly loads of people came to check whether or not I was faking my condition. That's a big question a lot of people ask. So like a lot of people came to have a look, and there was just an explosion of people for a little bit, and yeah, that was really strange. I remember the first day that happened, I had a blanket over my head. I couldn't brush my hair because my tics wouldn't let me. So I looked a mess, and I was just like, oh, hi, you're not supposed to be here. What the fuck? And I just carried on as normal, because it doesn't matter how many number people are on that, you know, screen. I'm still just talking to a camera.
So whether you have 30 or 15,000, it's more or less the same?
Yeah, I mean, every now and again, I'd tune into the number and be like, whoa. And I'd get like the sinking feeling for like a split second. And then I'd be like, what difference does it make? And then I'd just carry on.
The first time, so Lars and I started, we didn't always record live. We started doing it because one of our guests' husbands wanted to tune in. So our first audience, I guess, was one person.
One person.
And then after that, we would sometimes get like 20 people, and one of our first, not first really big ones, but what like probably one of our largest recording sessions was the Senor Halo episode, where we had like 100 to 200 people tuning in, and this is also one of our largest, but for that first really big one, I just remember thinking like, there's like 150 people listening in right now, like it's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
and we're just doing the show because you don't only have to pay attention to what the final product is going to come out to be for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the podcast, but also you're putting on a show for the people in the chat. Hi, guys. Shout out to the chat. So that was just kind of an example of like, you know, like you're interacting as you go. So it's like you're putting on two shows at once.
Mm.
Yeah, it's been really interesting to see the show grow. I imagine it's probably been likewise interesting for the growth of your Twitch. I think that could probably do it, Joe. What do you think?
could do it for
the episode. Or do you want to keep going? Oh, Joe, you have a doctor's appointment to get to. Maybe we should call it a day.
I could probably go for like a few more minutes. You could wind down. I feel like we are getting to a natural breaking point. I did want to say, actually, I had a question. So England is 8 hours ahead of California, right? Like right now for you, it's 10:15.
Yeah.
But GMT is 7 hours ahead, and you're actually in BST,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And you change from GMT to BST during the summer.
Yeah.
Huh. So does is GMT 8 hours ahead normally? And sometimes it's only 7 hours ahead?
This is like a really dry question, Joe.
Well, I'm getting to a point.
Okay. Well, you did fuck up, Joe, and you
there
told
was a
people,
bit of a mistake on my end.
You told people it was going to be an hour earlier than it was. So thanks for that, Joe.
Well, but excuse me, Anita. I thought that GMT was always 8 hours ahead, and I didn't realize that it was sometimes only 7 hours ahead. So I was, but
okay, yeah. Joe.
All right.
So, oh, there's a request for one question, which someone was really wanting to get in.
Sure.
TJ. What? Who's our agent, by the way, asks, how do you personally feel the portrayal of Tourette's in media such as South Park and the Tourette's guy portrays you guys? Like, what's your reaction to that?
I feel like at the moment, understanding of Tourette's is really limited. And I think people, I kind of suffered the consequences of that to a degree because people expect Tourette's to just be vocal tics. They just expect it to be you shouting obscenities all the time. They don't understand that I have written tics. I have physical tics where I just flinch or move or wink. And they don't understand that not all of my tics are obscene. So what has happened is that because so much of what people see online is like a hyperbolic kind of end of the scale version, which is really rare among people who have Tourette's. Most people who have Tourette's, you wouldn't really notice unless they told you. It's like maybe they have one or two tics, and one of them is to sniff a lot, and the other is to tap things with their finger. And you wouldn't know unless they told you. And that's most of the people with Tourette's. But because people don't know this, people come into my chat and they see my tics and they go, that's not what I expected to see when you said you had Tourette's. So I think you're faking it for views because I didn't expect to see this. And people who don't know anything about Tourette's start giving me grief and telling other people that there's this awful person who is like trying to make money from faking a condition. So I do wish that there were more varied there was more varied representation for us because most of us aren't like the way that you see on TV. But I think that slowly over time we are changing that and things are getting better for people with Tourette's. But at the moment, you know, most of what people want to include, like when people want to make an interesting character, they want to make one that, you know, shouts obscenities and is really like abrupt and loud and energetic because that will grab the audience attention. So that's the form of Tourette's that they're most likely to represent. Even if they do it accurately, it still hurts kind of like awareness to a degree in that it changes people's expectations, you know?
Mm-hmm. People in the chat are mentioning that they have friends or that they have themselves, they have Tourette's, and there's a lot of different manifestations of it. Like some people are saying it's twitching their neck or scratching their hair, or like Ethan Klein from H3H3, mainly just eyebrow tics. It's I agree with you. I actually learned a lot about Tourette's just on this episode alone. So I think there's definitely a lack of information about it out there, or education that is. How did it affect your life in school?
So I only did a year of formal education. I was mostly home educated. I did go to, I did do uni, but both, I really struggled in school and in uni. I did fine academically. I did really well academically, but I had trouble sitting still. I was hyperactive. I was nervous around people. I was scared to have a tic. I would never sit silently in a room. And if I had to, I'd go and take a bathroom break or do anything to get out of the room because I knew I'd tic and draw attention to myself. And because I'd been told that, you know, I'd probably just attention seek, and I was like, Oh no, if I, I fucked a biscuit. Double dunk. If I do the thing that I normally do, people are going to hate me and think I'm attention seeking. So I never went to lectures. I avoided people. I used to shut myself away from everyone. So that social aspect was really terrifying for me. There was a moment in uni when I walked up to a guy and I just grabbed his tit, squeezed, went, A cup. And it was all a tick. And I didn't mean to. and I was like, fuck, this is going to, he's going to report me. I just molested a dude. What hand? Whose hand are you? Because you're not my fucking hand. I wouldn't have told you to do that. What? Mm-hmm. You have sold me out. And basically, luckily, he was just like, hey, a girl's touching me. Check it out, guys. Because he was like, that doesn't happen to him often. So luckily, he took it really well. And I was the one who was creeped out because he liked it a bit too much, if I'm honest. And yeah, and my tick was being really generous because he was totally a B cup. So I dodged a bullet there.
You gave him a compliment.
So like,
you could have been like, look at these massive tits. Mm. these are double D's. You gotta, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I got a joke.
I have another tick where I smack people up the tit so it like wobbles a bit and go feminism like really loudly. And it's usually only at men. It's like, I'll just walk up to a guy, smack up his tit and go, feminism, like really aggressively.
As you do.
As you do. So education has been tough, but I got through it. I got my degree, and I'm really glad I did because I got some semblance of social skills whilst doing so. And yeah, like it was a struggle, but it was worth doing. And it taught me that, you know, I could do a lot and I could endure a lot of discomfort, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to answer, like, what are some social skills that like you learned that like you either like you didn't know about or something that surprised you?
Small talk.
There's a lot of social skills.
Small talk, so much small talk. So basically, yeah. I used to be really intimidated by it. People used to walk over to me on the bus or whatever, fuck them, and say things like bitch. They'd say things like, yeah, really dry weather we're having, and in my head I'd be like, yes, the weather is still weather. What the fuck are you doing? Like. Get away from me. What is happening? Why do you talk about the weather? Like, we can see the weather. What are you doing? But like, now I see it as like, since I've been more social in these past little handful of years, I've noticed that it's a verbal handshake. Like people are going, human, would you like to engage with me? How interested in a conversation are you? And like, but if you just said that outright, people are like, what the fuck? But if you say, bitch, if you say these sorts of little comments that are like really vague, really generalized, and are about a thing you're mutually experiencing, you can test the waters for how interested someone is in engaging with you without forcing something more direct onto them.
That is a great way to put it.
I think it's kind of weird, like just in general, for people to approach a stranger on the bus. Like that's.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, but guys, don't do that. That's kind of strange.
Not really.
No,
guys do that all the time.
It's not strange.
Oh no, I'm saying guys don't do that. Like I'm advising.
No, do that.
Like don't do that.
No, do it. I think that it depends on where you go. Like here in California, we are antisocial and we don't approach people very often. But when you go somewhere else in the country or in the world, it's really common to just talk to people.
Mm. I would rather never talk to anyone on the bus. I just want to.
Lars has a very California way of looking at it.
Yeah, I guess California is kind of like very individualistic. So I don't know.
Yes, it is. But if you go to Germany, like I was in Germany, people approach other people and talk to them all the time. If you go to England, it's the same way more or less. Except I was in London and people are just very much in a hurry. I had a friend from New Jersey who was visiting and he was like, why do people say have a good day? And
what?
My other friend was like, what do you mean? He's like, are they trying to get a tip? And that's like, no, they're saying have a good day. It's like, but why? Why would they say that?
Because
in New Jersey, people don't say that.
Yeah.
In New Jersey, people are just always in a hurry. But.
Okay.
It's like, like saying, I like you. I hope your day's good. Like, it's just a nice way to kind of close a engagement. It's a polite way of saying goodbye as well. Like, this interaction is ending now. Sounds a bit robotic. So you come up with niceties that explain that, you know, I have nice feelings towards you. Yeah. I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a nice time today. Like, those are, like, really nice ways to say this interaction is closing. and I have
this interaction
feelings.
Is yeah. closing now. Yeah,
but
that
in
sounds
New Jersey,
super...
they don't. They're not nice over there. I think they just say goodbye. Goodbye. Hmm. Okay, yeah. See ya.
If you're from New Jersey, you're a dick.
I'm from New Jersey. All people right. from New Jersey are super fucking
I'm
rude.
I'm from a cunt.
Well, all right.
All right. That should be where we end the episode.
No. We have to give the links and stuff. Okay. Right. Anita, if people wanted to go ahead and check out your stuff, how would they go about doing that?
So you can find me on Twitch. I am sweet_Anita on Twitch. You can Google me. You can find everything just by typing in sweet Anita on Google. You will find the Kotaku article where some lady completely doubted everything about my life. It's kind of funny. You can find my Twitch channel, my YouTube, my Twitter. On my Twitter, I put tics of the day. So the weirdest thing my Tourette's makes me say, I will usually put up on there. So you guys can laugh with me. And yeah, if you want to find me, those are the places you can.
And Joe, if people
yes, that
wanted,
is my name.
Joe, if people wanted to wear the podcast, how could they do that?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because we actually have a brand new merchandise store that has recently opened.
Joe, you're saying this. Virtually. You're saying that like you're like recently castrated. Just get excited.
Ah. You know, it's funny that you say that, Lars, because we actually just opened up a brand new merch store at merch.t1podcast.com. And so it's funny that you say that because that is where they can go to wear our clothes. We have pillows for them, luggage, and phone cases and stickers. Anita, you like to travel?
You like to what? You broke up for that.
Do you like to travel?
I do.
Do you have like a favorite suitcase?
I have a suitcase.
Can you describe your suitcase?
Why, Joe?
It has cocks on it. It's kind of silver. It looks like a spaceship. It fucks me. It's like gray and big. It's about it comes up to my waist. It's really broad. Mm-mm-mm. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Why did all you right, ask her to describe that, Joe?
So I work in a hotel and I see suitcases all day. So I've become something of an aficionado for suitcases.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, this is a good suitcase. This is a like a mediocre suitcase.
For the love of God, let's move on.
Let's move on.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.